Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And let me give it to this version of In the Loop with Paul Gallant and Chris Bartee.
Brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing, the crosstalk, everybody. Chris, good to see you again, man.
Paul, what's happening, man?
I'm doing all right. It's Christmas Eve.
It is, isn't it?
I've got everything taken care of. What a relief off of my back.
Everything.
Yes, as a master procrastinator.
Presents, groceries for tomorrow.
Presents
are wrapped. Everything's good.
Groceries are bought. I made 2 grocery store trips yesterday.
You mentioned that earlier.
I found that elusive prime rib. It was terrifying finding that elusive prime rib, as Colin can tell you behind the glass.
Yeah, I was wondering because we were going into a segment, and then all of a sudden you look at your phone like, oh. And then John sends like shows you a text message like, hey, good luck if you're going to HEB or any grocery store in the area.
That was it.
And then you were so worried that you didn't buy a prime rib. So you did not get a prime rib. You had to go get one.
Absolutely terrified. And I followed our buddy John's advice, Chris. John told me to go to Central Market because at Central Market, I assumed, okay, they're going to have a lot of supply and demand. There's a Central Market that's around the corner from us. I'm not sure if there's
you
a bunch
assumed.
Of them. I assumed. What is the saying about assuming?
Yeah.
Yeah. So first off, getting into the parking lot, nightmare. Somehow I did find a parking spot after
should have been your first sign right there.
Yes.
That should have been the first sign. Like, all right, wait a minute.
But for some reason,
did John lead me astray?
Well,
that's what you should have been asking yourself.
I trust Uncle Lopez, okay?
We all do.
John's been giving me uncle-esque advice since I first came to 610 back in 2011. I love John to death.
Hey, he's the OG, man.
He is the OG indeed. But I get into the store, and immediately my flashbacks to mediocre high school football play kick in. I hate crowds, and I want to either juke everybody that's in a crowd or truck stick them. So as I'm going through this specific version of HEB, the Central Market, which is designed like a maze, it is just tough, and you got people that are on their phones. You got people that are slow walking.
People not paying attention.
Children, also, who are completely hopeless when it comes to
madness,
head on a swivel and all of that.
Oh, they got no clue. They got no clue at all.
None. So I finally get to the meat section, and it is shoulder to shoulder. There's no space. And I get to the section where the prime rib's supposed to be.
Supposed to be. That's
right.
That's the word there.
Well, there is only one left. So I see this one that's left, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, well, hey, I found it. I look at the price.
Oh, no, don't do it.
Guess the price.
Well, don't do it to me, Paul.
$1 million.
Not that. It wasn't that. But, I mean, it was price gouging feeling. It was, it's the apocalypse. This might be the last one I could see.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, it's Turbo Man in Jingle All the Way.
Turbo Man.
The Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Put the prime rib down.
Put that prime rib down, yes. Put it down. It was $160-something.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm like,
wow.
How big was it?
It
don't matter
big,
at this point.
But it wasn't that big.
Oh, okay.
Not to cost $160.
$29 a pound.
Wow.
So I saw that and I'm like,
goodness gracious.
Okay.
What is going on here?
First, what is going on
what
here?
What is going on?
And the second thing I wondered was, surely this is wrong because I have bought what I at least thought were prime ribs in years past to cook them thinking that it was supposed to be about $50. Turns out I'd been buying ribeyes this entire time, the giant ribeyes.
I was going to say, apparently you were not buying prime rib.
Apparently I was not buying prime rib. I don't need to have prime rib. A lot of waste. And especially a lot of wasted money if you're going for $160. So I see this one prime rib available, and I'm thinking to myself, damn, there's got to be a cheaper one somewhere. There's got to be a cheaper one somewhere. But I'm holding on to it. I'm just walking around the store and calling other grocery stores asking, hey, do you have prime rib? I call it Costco. Straight to voicemail. They don't want to pick anybody's phones up. They're probably overworked it is. I finally do reach an HEB, and I tell the meat market guy, dog, I know that you're having probably the worst day ever.
Ah.
Is there any prime rib left? And he said, yeah, we got a whole case of it. I was like, oh! So I go to the HEB that's right next to my place. And this is why John steered me wrong.
Did you not ask him how much it was first?
I did ask. And okay. He was saying it was going for $19 a pound.
That's much better.
From $29 a pound.
That's much better.
So I'm like, okay, John, noted.
A little fancy.
No, noted. A little fancy. John's a little bougie guy, but hey, fancy. Listen, he's got the Bite Me podcast. He's the OG. I get it. So I get to the HEB that's by my place, like walking distance. I thought about parking my car at my place because I figured, oh, the HEBs are
going to be crazy.
Right. I get to the HEB. There's plenty of parking available. I go in. I find the ribeye I was looking for.
There was plenty there.
$45. Tons. There were like 8 or 9 of them left, and there were probably more that were going to be put out. There was no rush at all. And
so from 160 at Central Market down to $45
right.
At HEB.
And all the
stress. God bless HEB.
God bless
everybody.
HEB.
God bless. I love HEB.
The stress left my system immediately. And I did my Christmas tree decorations, which I finally hadn't done. I hadn't done any Christmas decorations at my
you
place.
Did them last night?
I did. I wrapped up all the Christmas gifts. I got started on my Christmas cards. No word on if I'll get those finished by June. But
by June.
I'm a big procrastinator, Chris, and I'm just relieved. I'm just relieved that it's all done. And for everyone who is a last-minute person like myself, my thoughts and prayers are with you because I relate to you. But tonight's and slash today, it's probably going to be stressful.
Oh, my goodness.
You know who else has been procrastinating?
You?
To be fair,
he's
I
like,
have.
Yes, I have.
But, man, the fellas down in Toyota Center.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, man.
They're taking care of business early. They keep on finding themselves with the lead like they did last night. I wasn't paying full attention to the game. They're playing the Clippers. The Clippers suck. I'm thinking to myself, okay, they've got the lead. They're going to take care of this. Forgetting completely about the blown lead against the Kings, the blown lead against the, who did they blow the lead against last week? The Pelicans. And then they did another blown lead, although this was a lot more quick of a blown lead.
They lost to the Jazz as well within the last couple weeks.
They've been playing really poorly. It's been tough.
I'm not completely doom and gloom. I throughout an 82-game NBA season, even your better teams, which the Rockets, I would say, at least the beginning of the year, one of the better teams in the West, definitely, you're going to have lulls in the season. You're going to have stretches where you don't play as well as you would like to. And let's just be honest, most of these NBA players, they don't want to get up for these games early in the season. They don't care. And I'll tell you, like I told Sean Bajani last night on Area 45, the real season doesn't start till Christmas anyway.
Okay.
The NBA season starts at Christmas. That's when people get it going. That's when players really start. That's when most fans don't care until Christmas.
I agree with that.
January moving on.
I'll be honest.
I'm not giving any excuses for them losing games to the Kings, the Pelicans, the Jazz, Now the Clippers, who are just the Clippers are in a, they're an atrocious squad right now. They are bad. But you're going to lose some games to bad teams. It's the NBA. It's going to happen. You play 82. This is not the 90s where teams go all out or try to go all out all the time. It just doesn't happen anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm not doom and gloom. I think the Rockets are going to be fine. I think they fall into a sixth place in the West. They were up as high as three or like two or three at one point earlier in the season. I know they were third for a time there. They'll get back. I think they'll be fine. Now, last night I was in here with Sean, and now we had the game on, couldn't actually watch it, but we had it on. I mean, they couldn't really hit the broad side of a barn from three. Tari Eason, I think at one point it was like 0 for 5 from 3. He should have just stopped shooting. It was like, dog, we love you, but let's chill.
There's so many players. Let's chill. When they have a night like that and you say, hey, man, slow it down.
Let's chill.
And they keep on shooting.
Yeah.
You know who's the best at that? Fred VanVleet. Unfortunately,
he's hurt. He ain't here.
Yeah. Which is a big problem.
And he won't be here.
Nope, he will not.
That's something they have to deal with.
But it's not like they're dealing with it well. And listen, a lot of season left. This is sort of like what I said going into this Texans season. Hey, can the offensive line be better by the end of the year? Can the offensive coordinator be better as a coordinator in his first year by the end of the year? So it is definitely going to be a process. I did want to come into today's show going full speak for your pizza opinion-based television show and say, this is it! I've had it with the Rockets! Northeastern Sports Talk Radio! Yelling! I'm mad.
That is definitely a Northeastern sports talk thing. I've realized over the years. I grew up in California. I'm from the Bay Area. That's not a thing in California. I mean, people, yeah, but it's not incessant, constant screaming at you. That's a Northeast thing for sure. Yeah. I've been in multiple markets like you have. Yeah, that's definitely a Northeast thing.
It's funny seeing some of the people that go viral for having these long rants online, and you're like,
were they yelling like that?
Yeah, but they cover a team that blows, like the Jets.
Well, see, you kind of have to do something when you cover a whack team.
That's true.
You kind of have to come up with something.
But at what point does the yelling and screaming, at what point does that fall on, okay, we get it. I mean, this team stinks. Like, hey, how about just don't watch the team anymore? It's clearly giving you misery. I say this, one of my buddies in the industry, Jake Asman, is a Jets connoisseur, and he does a Jets YouTube show and stuff. And every single time I see one of his videos pop up on social media, it says, insert Jets analyst erupts over latest Jets collapse. And it's like, okay, but at a certain point, when do you dial it back? So I'm dialing it back with the Rockets. I'll admit it too. I mean, to what you were saying, Chris,
yeah.
I've watched a handful of Rockets games start to finish where I've actually had my full attention on the Rockets. Yeah. I've had it on. I have a two TV setup. I will generally put the Rockets on a smaller TV. Like last Thursday, yeah. I looked down. The Rockets were up 71-45. To watch the Rams and Seahawks game, which was awesome. I look back up and the Rockets had lost.
What happened? Exactly. But it's that time of year. I mean, it's unfortunate for the NBA, but the casual fan, most fans, now, this is our job. This is what we do. We're going to watch. You know what I mean? We're going to watch. Most fans aren't watching yet.
Right.
Like, seriously. They know this team is good. They know they're going to be there in the hunt towards the end. Most people aren't starting watching until Christmas, January, and moving on.
I hope that on Christmas Day, tomorrow, when the Rockets play the Lakers, that we actually do see some Rockets players out there, especially since this NFL slate is looking pretty weak with all the banged up quarterbacks.
All the injuries.
The bad teams.
Netflix cannot be happy because I think they have two games tomorrow. Two of the games, right? Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And in two of those, you got like backup, like a third string in one of those.
They have three of the games per Colin.
Oh, okay.
F Netflix.
But I don't really like the Netflix slate anyway.
Yeah, screw them. Screw Netflix.
I could care less.
Screw Netflix. I don't want to. You know what? Here's an admission. Listen, I love football. It's my favorite sport. Always has been. The NFL is my favorite league. I don't need football on Christmas. I can use a day off.
So it's okay. That's right. Because Amazon Prime has one of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They have two.
It's all streaming. Okay.
It's all streaming. Yeah.
Great.
Which I'm not a fan of. Mm-hmm. To put everything on streaming, but I wrote an article about this a few years ago, and I said, get used to this.
Yeah.
When the NFL did that first playoff game on Prime with the Chiefs and so a few years ago, whoever the Chiefs played. I said, get used to it. And here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are.
give a mouse a cookie.
Here we are.
They're going to steal your car.
The NFL is always going to go for the money.
Yes.
They don't care if you can't purchase another streaming network. They don't care. They're going where their money is.
You're right on that.
That's what it is about.
But the Rockets do play the Lakers tomorrow.
Yeah.
And there's some other angles to the Rockets season that we'll talk about a little bit later. He's Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. We're filling in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, someone got Azeez Al-Shaired yesterday, and this guy is a Houston Texans legend. Legend. I'm telling you, it's a real legend. Stick around to find out who.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.